gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. We're so happy to have you this evening. We have a special guest, Carl O. Helvey, who's both an RN and a doctor in public health. He has written a number of books, and the one we're going to discuss tonight and pick his brain on is Healthy Holistic Aging. It's a wonderful book helping you to enjoying life without chronic illnesses and prescribed medications. And it's really a really thorough book with assessments that you can take, how to be wrinkle-free without surgery. It talks about relationships, the areas for success, to be healthy, happy, selected interventions, how to lose weight or quit smoking, slower reverse aging processes, and it deals with not only your own physical body, but your mental body, your spiritual body, your emotional body, your community, your home, your general environment, and your relationships. It's really a very, very comprehensive book, and it talks about all the ways that are integrated and holistic to make your life a happier, healthier, more youthful you. Welcome to our show, Carl.
Thank you, Phyllis. I'm happy to be with you.
Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you. And oddly enough, my readers don't know this, but you're affiliated with the ARE.
Right, yep.
And we have some acquaintances in common. And we didn't know this until after we started chatting. And we started comparing notes on who we knew and so on and so on. And, you know, when you get into this world of healing and alternative therapies, it's amazing how you get to know people and how you really, really do get to share and enjoy the relationships that you have. And just, you know, for me, it's just one of the most wonderful gifts is to work with alternative therapies and healing. So a little bit about yourself, why don't you tell them? A little bit about yourself, and if you want to share your age, that's okay. We don't have to.
Okay.
But you don't look your age, I'll tell you that.
Right. Well, I'm almost 75 in 2 months. I have no chronic illnesses. I have, I'm on no prescribed medications. I have used a holistic approach in my life to my health since I had lung cancer 30 years ago when my doctor told me I would be dead in 6 months. And
you're
to
talking
prove him
from
wrong, I stayed around.
I was going to say, if you're talking from beyond the red grade, you do grave, you're doing very, very well.
Well, thank you, Phil. Yeah, right. Well, I'm a stubborn German, and I like to prove people wrong. So when people tell me that, you know, I'm going to be dead in 6 months, I have to stay around just to prove them wrong.
Well, you know, I'm kind of that way, too. Cancers are really interesting that way.
Right.
You're a cancer, right?
Right. Right.
Okay, you're almost a Leo.
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I am a Leo.
Okay. Yes. You are a Leo.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Got you in the wrong sign, my dear.
Yes.
Can't do
I'm
that.
I'm a Leo with a Pisces ascendant. Isn't that a combination?
Wow. Well, that's a high spiritual sign and also someone who's out there, because Cancer sure loves to be out there.
Right.
And Leos like to be out there. Cancers are homebodies.
Definitely, right. Leos always like to be the center of attention, but tonight I'll let you be the center of attention.
No, you're my guest. You can get out there and do a fast shuffle.
Anyhow, I've spent a lot of my life in practice with patients.
Okay.
Everywhere from Bellevue Hospital in New York City. I'm sure everyone has heard of Bellevue.
Yeah, well, yes.
Where I started as a staff nurse and then a head nurse, and then I went to the San Francisco VA hospital, and I worked at the San Francisco Health Department, the Oakland Health Department. Then I went back to the University of California and got my first master's and taught at the university for about 4 years, and they wanted people to have doctorates, so I went back to Johns Hopkins and did a second master's and doctorate, majoring in mental health.
Wow.
And then I went to Duke University and taught graduate community mental health. And then that's when I started writing. And as you mentioned, I've written, this was my seventh book. Most have been nursing, but I had a love for the homeless. And so I did one book on homelessness in the United States, Europe, and Russia, which compared 7 countries and looked at a variety of things like the incidence and prevalence of diseases and the different populations within the homeless population and the resources that are available at the national levels and with the voluntary agencies. And then, as I say, one of the highlights of my life was having lung cancer, and I believe that we have experiences in life to learn and then to share those experiences to help other people. And as a nurse, I'm very much into trying to help people. This is the typical, you know, nursing motivation, and I'm of the old school. And so I retired about 6 years ago, but I couldn't really sit back and do nothing, and so I decided, well, I wanted to write for the public this time.
And well, as far as I can see, you haven't retired, sir.
No.
I mean, you retired from one facet and moved into a whole new life
right.
elsewhere. That's
what
I see.
And I'm having a wonderful time with it.
Well, you do. You seem to be having a lot of fun. You're keeping yourself young by being mentally active.
Right, right.
And also by serving others.
Right, right.
And so talk to us a wee bit about this now, if you may. How you came up with this lovely book, because I'm reaching that area, too, where I could do with some help. I have wonderful genes, by the way.
Right.
But, you know, I could use some help. And I was very impressed with the thoroughness of the book and the tests that you can take, the self-administered tests, you know, verbal tests you can take and find out where you are, and then you put down the things that you can do. So how did this come to an evolvement for you?
Well, I've always, since I had lung cancer, realized that there's more to help than the physical aspects. There has to be the mental and the spiritual. But then being a public health person, I realized how important the environment is. And being a mental health person, I realized how important the relationships are.
Right.
And over the last probably 20 years, I've gotten very interested in political action.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized how much the decisions of our politicians influence our lives and our health. So it seemed like this was another piece that we all should be involved in. And we are, to an extent, when we vote for our officers at the national, state level. But there's more that we need to do, you know. And all you need to do is get on a few advocacy links on the Internet, and you will be deluged with requests to write your congressman about this and that and the other thing. And so it doesn't take very long, and you're very politically active. So it seemed like these areas then all came together, and there's research to back up the influence of relationships on health, to influence of, you know, the environment on health, the influence of the body, mind, spirit. So they all just seem to come together, and they seem to be things that I knew something about, so I could write about them.
So how long did it take you to write this book, besides the years of experience that you put through it, by the way?
Right. Actually, Phyllis, it took a while because in the middle of the book, well, at one point, I wrote, had the book completed, and I submitted it to the senior editor of McGraw-Hill, who agreed to review it, and he told me it was too broad-based, that people really didn't want books this broad, because I had gotten into much more than what was in here. So I rewrote the book, and so that took some time. Then Hurricane Isabel came along and decided to visit my house. And so
oh,
I
my
had
word.
3 feet of water through my house. And that took some months to clean up, you know, the mold and everything involved. And then I developed pneumonia as a result of the mold in the house.
Oh, no.
And so that, you know, took some time away from my writing. And then I'm a very impatient individual, and I was supposed to have some paintings hung for me, and the person didn't show up for about 3 weeks, and I got impatient, and I thought I was 25 instead of 75, and I tried to hang them, and I injured my back. And so that was a year process, but I think, Phyllis, that some of these things, and this is what my psyche tells me, is that I have some of these experiences so that I can better help other people that go through the same experiences, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And so I learned a lot when I had the back injury, and I learned how to, you know, use a variety of modalities. And I also was introduced to chiropractors, which as a nurse, I would never have thought that a chiropractor would be effective.
Really?
But I found that the chiropractor could do what the physician and the physical therapist could not do.
That's right. I mean,
back problems.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, I know that, but I've been in the healthcare field, you know, alternative for a long time, and, you know, I used to look for places to staff them, but yeah, I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing, isn't it, that when you work with holistic medicine, the difference in your life it can make and the knowledge that you can gain.
Right, right, right. And
wow.
And with the lung cancer, one of the things that I discovered that is just fantastic is host defense that is put out by New Chapter. And it's 17 organically grown mushrooms, and it's made in Vermont, I believe. But anyone could find it on the Internet by going to Google. And the Mataka mushroom is one of them that Andrew Weil talks about in his book, and it stimulates the immune system. And so now, starting maybe the 1st of October, I start taking host defense, and I take it through about March.
Uh-huh.
And I have not had a sniffle, a cold, nothing since Hurricane Isabel.
Mm.
So I think that it's a very effective immune stimulant so that it, you know, wards off all the things that come along during the winter months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think sometimes we think one thing, but, you know, people have to also realize that my life is also a holistic life, so that it's not just the host defense, but I'm walking every day, I'm watching what I eat,
uh-huh.
I meditate every day, I pray every day, I do all of these other things, but then during that period, I add on the host defense.
Well, basically, what you're saying is that living your life on a daily basis and being aware of what you eat and what you think,
right, right.
And what you feel,
right, right,
is extremely important to have a healthy older life,
right.
Younger life too. I mean, what you're talking about isn't a bad prescription for from birth to death, to be honest with you.
No, it isn't. No, no. Mm-mm. And you mentioned what you think. That, I think, is an extremely important concept, because I believe that what goes around comes around, or what you send out comes back.
Absolutely, yes.
And so the more positive things that you send out, the more positive things that are going to be coming back.
You know, there's a lot of stuff out in the field that is hammering that home.
Right.
From
right.
Norman Vincent Peale's The Power of Positive Thinking.
Right, right.
And how many years ago was that?
That,
you know?
Had to be back in the 40s, because
right.
That was when I was in high school.
Right. Well, I wasn't around quite yet then, but close.
Well, I remember buying that book for my mother.
Really?
Back when I was in high school, and I graduated in 1950, so it had to have been out in the 40s. And
right.
It's a wonderful book. The problem with his book is that there were not specific things to do. And I think, you know, one of the people I like very much is Louise Hay, who has built onto that and told and tells you, you know, use this affirmation or, you know, do this visualization and all. And so it gave you something a little more specific to hold on to.
Right.
But
right.
Norman Vincent Peale did start, I would say, probably the whole positive thinking process.
Mm-hmm. And then I think my mother watched Bishop Sheen.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Which was also along those lines back in the early 50s, I think. Mid to late 50s.
Right, right.
Because we didn't get a TV until about 56, 57.
Right, yeah.
So,
I remember those days without TV and without air conditioning. And
oh, yes.
Many of the comforts that, you know.
We have today?
Yeah.
Yes.
But we also didn't have a lot of the diseases we have today.
That's true. That's
true. You know, when I grew up, we drank unpasteurized, unhomogenized milk.
Yes, that's true. And the cream floated on top. Remember
right.
that?
And my mother skimmed cream off to use for coffee.
And
when
right.
we were drinking skim milk, we were healthy.
Yep.
We grew our own vegetables.
Right.
We didn't worry about the eggs. Because they didn't illuminate the hen houses to make the eggs, so the chickens produce more eggs. And so you could have eggnog using raw eggs, which you can't do anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was a lot of the diseases that were not around then, and I think people were much healthier. There was none of the additives in things.
Yeah, I think that's part of what we've gotten the problem with, and I think a lot of sensitivity, and I could be off-center on this, the humans we people have today is due to all of the additives that have been put into the growth of the foods of the product, or I want to say the chickens and the
right
everything
right.
To cut back on disease and so forth. And I really am against giving antibiotics to cows and things
right.
because now we have strain-resistant, bacteria.
Right.
And it also, your body isn't supposed to set up to process all these.
No. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And the other bad one as far as the food supply, you know, well, there's a lot of bad ones, but the genetically engineered food.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people do not know what's genetically engineered. We're not told about this. We're not, if they're not marked in the supermarket, we're not given a choice. The research is not out there, but the research that I have read is not positive at all. For example, rats were fed genetically engineered tomatoes, and their intestines became abscessed, and they all died. And that type of research is out there. But I know that things like squash, corn, wheat, a whole gamut of foods are genetically engineered, and they aren't good for you. You know,
no.
And then you get to the farm-grown fish. Again, they give off many more fumes, so that they aren't as good for you. Then you get into the mercury level in the fish.
Oh, please.
So, again, you know, you can't eat fish more than once or twice a week. Then we had the mad cow, and the mad cow that was coming in from Canada, even after they had one, the government never stopped the importation of hamburger and everything else from Canada because of the pressure from businesses. So, I mean, the food supply in our country leaves something to be desired.
Well, they have, I think recently with China, it has become such a scandal.
Right,
and
right.
so blatant that now they're being forced to do something about it. But, you know, anyway.
And see, there you get into your political action. It's the people who are out there doing, you know, putting pressure on the government that forces the government to do something. So these things all seem to go back, you know, they all seem to have an impact on your health. And the political action then is one more little piece of this whole holism.
Right. And so you have been politically active in this for a while, I take it.
Right, yeah, right.
Okay.
And there's some people I like and some people I don't. Before this current administration, I always was independent. I've never registered for Democrat or Republican. But right now, for the last few years, I've tended to be more Democrat than Republican. And
right.
I wish that... I am very fond of Theresa Heinz Kerry, and I wish she had run for president instead of her husband last time around.
Uh-huh.
That's just my personal opinion.
Uh-huh.
I decided when she told the newspaper man to shove it that she was a woman I liked. And so I wrote and asked her to write an endorsement for my book, but she told me that she was busy, so busy with the foundation that she didn't do endorsements, but that when the book was done, she would see that it was advertised to many of the people that she knew. And so I sent a blurb, and they sent it out to a lot of people, and, you know, so I sold a lot of books that way. And so I think she's a very caring woman that has done a lot for the healthcare system and,
well,
know,
I
for
think
the
that's
environment.
Absolutely wonderful.
And then she wrote and asked if I would write a review for their book, This Moment on Earth, which I did, and my my sales went up after I wrote that review also.
Oh, great.
So I like her a lot.
Oh, yes. A good woman. You know, I don't know if I told you, but my mother knew Rachel Carlson.
Silent Spring.
Yeah, she worked in the Department of Interior.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there when Rachel Carson was working, and she knew her. They were not close at all, but... But my mother admired her at the time.
Right, right.
You know, she just, because I remember her talking about her and how impressed she was when her book, the lady's book, came out. And
right.
My mother was so thrilled that somebody from the Department of Interior. And here's a lady who was before her time. She was the early
right.
morning bell.
Right. We studied her when I was in the doctoral program at Johns Hopkins in the 60s. Yeah.
Right.
And she was a very important person. In terms of the environment, yes.
Absolutely.
I think it was the Silent Spring, I think.
Yes, and she had wrote another one after that, but Silent Spring was...
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she's. It was the big one, and Mom has that book and signed by her.
Oh.
So, you know, it's one of my favorites.
Right, right.
But at any rate, yeah, I think your book is absolutely wonderful. I've been reading it, and I'm thinking... You know, a lot of this I do, not so much I don't do, you know, and I'm
right.
thinking, you know, but I'm kind of, after reading your book, I'm kind of saying, well, you know, I'm at least 50%, if not 75% there,
uh-huh.
doing
right.
the things that you suggest, and I'm glad that I've been able to, you know, follow through with it. And ladies and gentlemen, this is really an interesting book. For women, let me pick out a subject. About how to avoid wrinkles or get rid of them. Can you give a little information? And by the way, the Mr. Helvey, Carl here, is available to answer any questions that you might have regarding health care or minerals or vitamins or anything like that. He's quite broad in his approach to this, and he covers a lot of these bases. So. Talk to us about wrinkles and how
okay.
we can take care of our health
okay.
that way.
One thing that many people do that they should not do, and that is use soap. Soap dries out your skin, and it causes wrinkles. So I have used a Mary Kay Deep Cleanser and Purifier for probably 30 years. Now, I don't know what's in it because I looked, and it's probably the only thing in the United States that does not list the ingredients, but it does not list them. So I don't know what's in it, but it's not a drying, you know, soap. I also advocate either using sunscreen or avoiding the sun because you've got the same process. It dries the skin and causes wrinkles, and I'm sure you've all seen people that, you know, as they got older, they had a lot of wrinkles and they had spent a lot of time in the sun. Exercise is very important because as you exercise, it brings blood to the surface, and this increases the elasticity of the skin. Then your diet is very important, and if you eat high fiber, low fat, low carbohydrate foods, that again is reflected in your skin. There's something I call worry wrinkles, and this is a result of being fearful or being angry or having a lot of the negative emotions. And I don't know, you see people when they're angry, their face, they hold it in a certain position.
It's all scrunched up.
Right, and that causes wrinkles. Another thing is smoking. When people smoke, they hold their mouth in a certain position continually, come back to that position, and that also causes wrinkles. So I advocate, you know, things like practicing relaxation techniques, meditation, praying for self and others, practicing these spiritual attributes. All of these things will help you avoid those worry wrinkles, because my belief is that if you believe in a higher being, then you don't need to worry. You don't need to be fearful. You don't need to get angry.
Right.
Because your belief system is such that, you know that you're where you're supposed to be and that everything is going to be all right and your best is coming to you. And as a last resort, I use something called Geravital or GH3. It has been used in Europe for many, many, many years, and it's illegal, I believe, in the United States, so I get it in the Bahamas. But it's something that smooths out your wrinkles. So when I start getting some wrinkles, you know, between my eyebrows,
okay,
I'll take it for a month or so, and then, you know, once they smooth out, then I stop it again. And if people are interested, your listeners are interested, they can go to my website and email me, and I will give them the address where they could get this.
Okay.
But because they're harassed periodically by the FDA, I prefer not to give it over the air.
Well, then, let's not. Okay. But you can go ahead and give your email address. That's perfectly okay.
Oh, okay. My website is healthyholisticaging.com. And there's a place there where you can email me. The other thing is I do have a monthly newsletter that updates on holistic health, and you can sign up for that, and it's free, and I send that out usually the middle of the month. Last month I talked about cinnamon for one thing, because cinnamon, they've discovered, is useful to lower cholesterol.
Cinnamon? Oh, yeah. Cinnamon I've used for quite some. It does
have
work.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And I also, next month, I know I'm talking about kombucha tea. Are you familiar with kombucha tea?
No.
Well, it has been around for 2,000 years, and it was rediscovered in the United States probably 10 years ago. And it's a fungus, or like a mushroom, and you make this tea with it, and it's almost like a living tea. And
really?
It's supposed to cure all kinds of conditions. Now, I take about 2 ounces in the morning and 2 ounces at night. You're supposed to take about 12 ounces a day, but this is about all I take. But I feel very good when I take it. Now, I should say yesterday I was at the Edgar Cayce Foundation, and a woman drove up, and she said to me, "Where is the Edgar Cayce Foundation?" And so we were talking, and she said, "You know, my father is 75. I said, "Well, I am almost 75 also." And she said, "And he's on no prescribed medications. He has no chronic illnesses." She said, "And do you know why?" And I said, "No." And she said, "He drinks a tea every day." I said, "Is it kombucha tea?" And she said, "Yes. It
wow.
is." She said, "He swears by that." Now, I had not heard of this until about a month ago. And I'm in a study group, and one of the people in the study group brought all of us a bottle.
Uh-huh.
And so now I get it from her, and I take, as I say, about 4 ounces a day. So that will be in my next newsletter.
Oh, okay. How do you spell that?
K-O-M-B-U-C-H-E, I believe.
K-O-M-B-U-C-H.
E. Uh-huh.
E-T.
Uh-huh. Kombucha. Uh-huh.
And where can you get this?
Well, I'll send you my newsletter.
Okay.
It gives an address where you can buy the mushroom or the fungus to start your own if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can buy it from this place in California. I don't know if there's any place closer or not, but I would wonder if maybe some of the health food stores might not have it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the girl that makes it for me told me that they do sell it at the local health food store, but that the price...
Sell it where?
At the health food store in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
But I think she said that their price was about double what she was charging.
May one ask how expensive it is?
I pay, to her, I buy it $20, and that is probably a half gallon.
Oh, what? A half gallon?
Reasonable.
Is that dry?
No, it's a liquid.
It's a liquid.
And you keep it in the refrigerator because if you leave it outside, a mushroom will grow out of the top of the top of the container.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay.
But it tastes pretty good because it's, among other things, there is some apple cider and some sugar in it. You know, it seems like that a lot of the recipes have, the health recipes have cider and...
Really?
Honey in often. I think last month I had also, and I can send you that one also, something called an alien tea, which included many things that are very good for you that people use, you know, to stay healthy. And it's things like garlic, which people use to stimulate the immune system.
Oh.
It has honey in it. It has red pepper.
I can't take red pepper.
Oh, you
I have
can.
An allergenic reaction to red pepper.
Oh. Well,
if I have any real spices, my poor internal organs just get all in a swivet and go on strike.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, actually, they go opposite of a strike, but you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very painful response.
Oh.
I had gotten an email today, just by the by, about the use of vitamin C with taking garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And that will lower your blood pressure. Vitamin C by itself doesn't quite do it. Garlic does, but the best results are when you combine taking vitamin C and garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And
that makes sense.
Pardon?
That makes sense, right.
It does make sense, okay.
But what I use,
yes,
I have taken for 25 years,
what?
Is lecithin. Do you know lecithin?
I don't know it, no.
It's made from soybeans.
Okay.
L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N.
Okay.
And it cleans out the plaque out of the arteries.
Oh, that's good.
And it that's why you start with very low amount. I take the granules, and the Lewis granules are really the only ones that taste good.
Uh-huh.
And so I started with a teaspoon, level teaspoon, and I took that for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I took a tablespoon for 2 or 3 weeks, and then when I got up to 3-level tablespoons, that's what I've taken ever since. And so I take that every day, and my cholesterol is, my good cholesterol should be a little bit higher. And I take some omega-3
oil. Oh, yeah, I take that.
To help for that.
Yeah.
But my bad cholesterol is never over 150. It's never been. So,
great.
And my blood pressure usually stays around 110, 120.
Excellent.
Over 70.
Excellent.
So I think the lecithin has been very effective for me.
Okay. Well, I want to encourage our readers, if anybody is interested in asking questions, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time left, and this gentleman has an awful lot of information with regard to diet and nutrition, and, you know, I would encourage you to call in. Now, sometimes, I'll tell you, I get call back later on.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, and they say, well, I was so interested in what they were saying, I didn't want to call in and interrupt.
Oh.
So I have had that comment saying that people were so interested.
Right. Now, for people who are borderline diabetic,
yes,
or new diabetic, I would also like to mention what I did. I was diagnosed 25 years ago, and what happened was all of a sudden I had this craving for sugar.
Uh-huh.
And I would eat 60 Reese's peanut butter cups every night.
What?
And one night I ate 60 of the small ones, and I couldn't get them unwrapped fast enough. And the next night I did the same thing, and the next day I went to school, and I couldn't remember anything. I was lightheaded and dizzy, and I couldn't remember people's names. And I went to my physician, but I couldn't get an appointment for about 2 weeks, and my blood sugar was 400 2 weeks later.
Oh, my.
And my student said I OD'd on Reese's peanut butter cups. So I went to the health food store, and my friend that was running the store at that time told me about glucose tolerance factor chromium.
Okay, chromium,
now,
right.
Pardon? And now it's the name of brand that most people take is chromium picolinate.
Right.
And so I take 200 milligrams of that, and I have ever since. And for the last 5 years, my blood sugar, the 3 months are fine. I eat, if I want a candy bar, I eat it. If I want pie, I eat it. If I want ice cream, I eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem at all. But, of course, you've got to realize that, again, I walk every day.
Right.
I try to watch a little bit my diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm doing prayer, meditation, and the other things. But I think that the chromium picolinate is very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, who also was diagnosed beginning diabetic, she started taking it, and then a couple of years later I was home in the summer, and she told me that the doctor wanted to put her on medication, and I said, well, are you still taking the chromium picolinate? Oh, she said, I forgot. I ran out, and I forgot. So she started taking it again, and then her blood sugar went back to normal. What it does is it stabilizes the blood sugar level.
Mm.
So you don't have the swings and hunger and all of that.
And you don't crave the sugar.
No. And some people use that to lose weight, but they take larger doses than what I take.
So it's called what again?
Chromium.
Uh-huh.
Picolinate.
Okay, hold on. Let me write this down. Okay, chromium I can spell. C-H-R-O-M-I-U-M.
Right. Picolinate, P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E.
Okay, and where do you get that? Any health food store?
A health food store.
Okay, and you take how much?
200 milligrams.
Per day?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that helps with controlling weight and also diabetes?
Right, right.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay. Boy, you're chock full of information.
Well, I've been there, done it, a lot of these things, Phyllis, so...
Oh, I think it's fabulous. So what are some of the things that you're planning on doing in the future for yourself? You sound so young, and like you've really got a lot on the ball.
Well, I'm working on another book, which will be titled Healthy Holistic Aging, Overcoming Roadblocks, but I don't like the negativity of that, so I've got to think of a... better name, something
right.
Like maybe life challenges or something
uh-huh.
like that, where I will talk about things that you can use to prevent diseases and things you can take to overcome them. And then I'm working on some e-books, and I'd like to eventually do some teleseminars and... you know, continue with the radio programs because I enjoy these, and especially when I have people call in and ask questions. And
well, I don't know why. Sometimes I think in the summer people tend not to be as cozy up to their
right.
interest. That. But, you know, as I said, sometimes we get lots of calls and sometimes we don't get many, so I think it's kind of the luck of the draw. I'm a little disappointed we aren't getting, but you know something? I have a feeling I'm going to get emails that are going to tell me how nice this was.
Well, thank you. And sometimes I get emails from people after, and I did a program in Norfolk, which is right near where I live. So
right.
You know, and I had an email from a man after who told me that his lifestyle was not very healthy, and he wanted to do something about it, and he signed up for my newsletter. And so my feeling is if I reach one person when I do a radio program
mm-hmm.
that it wants to change and will change their lifestyle to be more healthy, then I've been successful.
Well, I have to go along with you on that too, sir. I feel if I get reach one person and make a difference in someone's life,
right.
You know, that's where it begins.
Right, right.
And then that person reaches out, and before long, you have a rock band.
Right, right.
So, well, you know, it sounds to me as though you have not really retired. You've simply changed fields of endeavor.
Right. The other thing I'd like to do for me, and that's get back to Europe. I love Europe, and I would love to get back and, you know, have at least one more trip while I'm able to get around and do things that I want to do.
To Europe?
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, I'm still waiting for my first trip, darling.
Oh. Well,
I would love to go.
I've seen most of Europe, including Russia, but I haven't been to Poland yet. So.
Now, I understand that's a lovely country.
That's what I've heard, right, yeah.
Yes, and so that's wonderful. Well, you know, I'll bet that you will be able to reach your dream. I think things will work out for you that way.
Thank you.
Really,
I
do
hope
believe
so.
It, and I think you're going to have a lot of fun. And I think you've got a long way to go yet with a lot of people that you're helping along the way. And,
well, I hope so.
You know, I am so pleased that you were able to put aside some time to be with us
mm-hmm.
and talk with us. We have some few more minutes, so if anybody really would like to call in, please feel free to do so. It's always nice to know somebody's out there listening. And, you know, it makes the guests feel as though, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to share their knowledge and wisdom. And that's about what this is all about in the holistic field, as we all know. It's the ability to gain knowledge and share with others.
Right, right.
What we have so learned at a great expense sometimes, and personal expense, you know, not necessarily monetary expense.
Right.
But
a few more things, you know.
Okay, go ahead. Share with me.
While we wait for some other people, someone to call in, just a couple things that I know, because a lot of us are always fighting the weight problem.
Oh, talk to me. Sing out Louise.
Calcium, they have discovered, breaks down fat.
Calcium.
Right. And so I take, and I think that it's probably useful for other people, I take about 500, 600 milligram a day because I figure I'd probably get another 600 milligram with milk and the cheese and eggs and things.
That's so interesting, because I just bought calcium tablets.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I have been kind of against them, and I figured I was getting enough. Because I do drink milk, I do have cheese, and then I thought, well, no, maybe if I took them, so I just recently started, I guess maybe as much as a week or two ago, taking, I can't remember if it's 500 milligrams
mm-hmm.
or, so you think it should be more than that a day?
No, because with the milk and all, you probably,
that'd be enough.
But you should notice that it's a little bit easier to lose weight.
Oh, great, because I have a thyroid condition.
Oh.
It's a familial thing, you know, hypothyroidism.
Right. Now,
and my thyroid
people
simply is non-functioning at all.
Oh. Now, a lot of people think that, you know, they should fast and they'll lose weight that way. That's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, because your body goes in, what, starvation mode?
Well, yeah, and then you actually put on more, everything converts to fat.
Right.
So it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, and yet people tend to do that, you know.
Right. And a lot of people also avoid breakfast, which is the most important meal, because your metabolism is higher in the morning than it is at any time during the day.
Huh.
So that what you eat for breakfast does not put on the fat like it will for lunch or dinner.
Yeah, and I've noticed that I am eating smaller meals.
That's very good.
More
often,
you know, during the day.
Yeah, more often.
Yeah. And the other thing that I had read that they have found that taking fish oil
mm-hmm.
is also helps to lose weight. It was an unforeseen side benefit.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that they had just recently done a study. So I toddled out and bought fish oil.
Now, is that's not the omega-3, that's just the fish oil by itself.
Yeah, with omega-3 also.
Oh.
And also something that says so you don't burp fishies back.
Right. Yeah, I notice sometimes with the omega-3 that you can end up having, when it comes up, it doesn't taste too good.
Yeah, so this I have that. I also take flaxseed oil.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And vitamin E.
Let me tell you what I did with vitamin E. I went to my doctor about 6 weeks ago, and I had an anal fissure.
Mm.
And he prescribed nitroglycerin ointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, that's dangerous because it knocks down your blood pressure. You get dizzy. You get
really
headache. Because, I mean, it's what you use when you have a heart attack.
That's right.
So I tried it one day, and I got so dizzy I couldn't take it. So I took vitamin E, and I put a hole in the end of the capsules with the oil in.
Oh, okay.
And I put the oil
on the finger.
I put the oil on. Then I took aloe vera, and I drank 8 ounces a day, 4 ounces in the morning and 4 ounces at night. I sat in sitz bath 3 times a day.
Right.
And in about 2 weeks, it was all healed up.
Fabulous.
Much easier than going through nitroglycerin ointment.
Oh, absolutely. Now, that was a beep, so do we have a guest on the line?
Yes, this is a guest with a question. Hi.
Who's this?
This is Marilyn from Illinois.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the show.
Yes, well, I am enjoying your show, and I'm sure there's plenty of other people out there like me that, you know, think, well, they'd rather listen than, you know, interrupt. But
Thank you for confirming that.
Yes. I wanted to ask you before the show is over to be sure and mention the guest name and website again.
Oh, we will. We'll do it now.
Okay.
We'll do it right. Do you have any other questions?
Yes, I do.
Go for it.
Well, I was wondering what your opinion of tap water versus distilled water. I mean, since you're a health-conscious person and a wise person, what's your opinion on that?
Marilyn, definitely distilled water. Do not drink tap water. There are many illnesses yearly as a result of tap water. There are many cities that do not pass the standards for water in the United States. I couldn't give you, I can't remember a number, but I know that, you know, the tap water, I never drink tap water. I only drink, I drink distilled water at home. If I go out to dinner at a restaurant or someone's home, I might drink a glass of tap water. Or if I'm traveling, I'll carry the bottled water. But at home, I only drink distilled water. It's the most pure water because even the minerals are gone out of the distilled, as you probably know. So it's the only water you should drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, you know, and then you're dealing with the fluoride issue, too, which seems to be, a concern of many people, along with chlorine and whatever else. You know,
right.
Disinfectants and things that people really don't want to drink. Okay, well, that's great.
Right.
And can I ask one more question?
Well, you know, there's
question?
Bacteria and there's viruses and there's all kinds of things in the city water supply. So, as I say, the distilled water is the water that you can trust because it's everything, all of the other processes will leave something in the water, but the distillation does not.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Okay.
What do you drink, Marilyn?
Well, I actually drink both. I drink distilled at work,
uh-huh.
Although I'm not quite sure it's distilled. I have to call the company that supplies our water canisters.
Mm-hmm.
But and then I drink tap water, which I want to get away from.
Right.
You know, I don't
want
to. You know, but so you know, it just seems like something that, you know, be looking into. But can I ask one more quick question?
Right.
If Phyllis mentioned about thyroid, and I was wondering, do you have any opinion about supplements that would stimulate stabilize the thyroid?
I don't really, Marilyn, know anything about the thyroid, but if you send me an email, I will look in my books. I've got books on natural healing, books on herbal healing, nutritional healing, alternative medicine books, and I'll look and see if I can find something and send you an email back. But I don't know offhand. I don't know that much about thyroid. So I've not dealt with it. And fortunately, I haven't had the problem.
Well,
so,
good. Right.
Yeah, okay. Lucky you.
But Phyllis, do you know?
Yes, there is, and I can't remember what it is. Edgar Cayce had something about that. Okay?
Well, I have access to the Cayce readings also, Marilyn. So if you email me, I'll see what I can find then in the Cayce readings, too.
Well, thank you. And, yes, I will be in touch. And if you would, I'll hang up, but be sure and...
we'll do that right away.
Thank you very much. Okay,
thank you so much for calling. Bless you, dear heart.
Yes,
talk to you later. All right, go ahead. Now, Carl, please give your email address and your whatever it is you choose to have the public contact you with.
Yeah, my website is www.healthyholisticaging, and that's H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, not with a W, but H-O-L, aging.com. And you can also, if you want, just email me at carlhelvey@cox.net, COX.net.
That's wonderful. And again, since we're coming close to the witching hour, when we have to leave the air, let me say that you've been a wonderful guest.
Thank you, Carl.
So glad you've decided. Perhaps you can come on another time.
Good, I'd love to.
We can talk about some other things because we haven't even scratched the surface. And I can try that chromium picolinate and see if it does help.
Good.
I wanted to also remind people that my email is psychicworlds4@AOL.com, and my website is Multiple Pathways. Inc. at www.multiplepathwaysinc.com. You could always send me an email to my website at BBS Radio or contact me through them. They will forward the message on the site. They have dedicated sites for the individual hosts, so we're always always looking forward to hearing from you. And if you like the program, feel free to send your comments to BBS Radio with the programming. If there's something you'd like to hear or a speaker, you know, feel free to make a request and we'll see what we can do. We always want to have a nice interchange with our wonderful, wonderful audience. And we're here to serve and spread knowledge and everybody be happier and healthier and have a wonderful, wonderful life. To me, there's nothing like great health. You can have all the wealth in the world. If you're not healthy, you're not going to enjoy having that wealth. And abundance is also health. Abundance in health, abundance in wealth, abundance in love. Everybody deserves that. And that's what we're aiming for, is to have everybody enjoy their life to the fullest for as long as they can, because that's what part of living is. And are there any other thoughts just before we go, Carl?
I think, you know, that the only thing I'd like to say is stay positive. It's very important because what you send out comes back. And you only want the good and the positive coming back.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. That is such an important, important concept. And I'm working with that right now to keep away all negative thoughts. And you'd be amazed at how often a day, because we are so programmed to doing that, that they sneak in.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And before you're even aware of it. You know? And it really is a discipline for yourself.
And another time we'll have to talk about talking with God, because I believe that God also helps us to maintain our health.
Absolutely.
When we learn how to talk with God and how to listen to God, And I think that's also an important aspect of holism.
Or simply to the source of all there is.
Right.
Spirit. We don't have to use that word, or Yahweh, or...
Right.
However, because that's part of who we are. That's acknowledging the spiritual aspect within ourselves.
Right.
And we're all part of the creative source, so... You know, contacting by talking, and then also listening.
Right.
Allowing, which is meditation. I think, what did Edgar Cayce define meditation as? Prayer is what?
Prayer
petitioning
is when
God.
Talk to God.
And meditation is
when God talks to you.
He's keeping quiet long enough for God to talk to us. I've always liked that.
And I should add that when I say God speaks to me, sometimes it's intuition. Sometimes it's a dream. Sometimes it's a friend. Sometimes it's a stranger.
Yes.
But, you know, you get so you know when this is God speaking and when it's not God speaking.
Yes.
Or your higher self speaking.
Well, it's a spirit of discernment, I think we call it.
Yeah, right.
Right. And that's also, and, yeah, I think that is our goodbye signal. The chanted hour has come. Thank you all ever so much for listening. Thank you, young lady, for calling in from Illinois. Thank you, Carl, so much. I look forward to talking to you again. And you take care, and we'll be in touch. And I look forward to receiving your newsletter. Again, we'll all be listening next week, and I look forward to talking to you then. From Phyllis Pricer, your hostess at Multiple Pathways and the Higher Dimensions, good night. Good night, Carl.
Good night, Phyllis.